It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Isaiah. We left off yesterday at chapter 44 and about verse 17. Now, Isaiah describes how people make their own gods. How absurd to make a god from the same tree that gives firewood. And we make our own gods. Money, fame, power, whatever. If we make a god of our own choosing, we deceive ourselves, and we can't expect it to empower our lives any, but they did. So we're going to get back into that study and take it up in verse 17. But the rest of it, he makes into a god. You know, if he's got some metal left over, or you got some wood left over after coming out of the woods, and you throw one piece in the fire, and you got a piece that's a piece of wood that's nice, and you know it cleans up well. Take your power saw, shape it into a god, a graven image, and then fall down before it. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And that's exactly what they did. He worshiped it. He prays to it. And says, deliver me, for you are my God. You know, can you imagine that? Go in from out the woods, and you immediately make yourself a God. That makes about as much sense. And they do not know, nor do they understand, for he has smeared over their eyes so that they cannot see, and their heart so that they cannot comprehend. That's why they get dumber and dumber and dumber. You know, the more people, once they fall into a trap, and say, for instance, this transgender stuff or whatever you want to call it, they get worse and worse and worse. Why? Their eyes are smeared over and covered over, so that they cannot see. You know, it's not that God doesn't want them to see, but they have deceived themselves to the point where God just says, I'm going to give you over to a reprobate mind. Here it is. And God just lets them go. And to be given over to a reprobate mind is what happens when you subscribe to this child mutilation and all of this other child abuse and child pornography, whatever you want to call it. It's all a bunch of demonic, it's all demonic. And it should be something that people realize that it is bad, but they don't. And he smeared over their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so that they cannot comprehend. No one recalls, nor is there knowledge or understanding to say, I have burned half of it in the fire, and also have baked bread over its coals. I roast meat and eat it. Then I make the rest of it into an abomination. I fall down before it. I fall down before this block of wood and worship it. He feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside, and he cannot deliver himself, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? It's gone beyond the point of evil to the point of stupidity. And in some cases, stupidity is a sin, because God didn't create you stupid. Now, and Israel, for you are my servant. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. God has ordained the Jews to be his servant, to be his witnesses, to carry the word of God, the prophets. I've formed you, you are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me now. I have redeemed you. These prophetic words speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ and his redemption. Shout for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. And he has. He has done it already. It is finished. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, it is finished. The Lord has done it. Shout joyfully, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into a shout of joy, you mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and in Israel he shows forth his glory. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, and the one who formed you from the womb, I am the Lord, and I am the maker of all things. I am God. Remember what we discussed yesterday. There's only one God. You're not going to become a God. You're not going to exalt yourself into a God. Doesn't matter whose religion. Doesn't matter what so-called prophet told you what was going to happen. It is not possible for anyone to become a God over a world or anything. There is no such thing. Get that down into your thinking. Because if you don't, you're deceiving yourself, and you'll be one of those that God turns over to a reprobate mind. Doesn't matter what church you subscribe to, what doctrine you subscribe to, it doesn't matter what Jesus you believe in, because there's so many Jesuses out there. There's false Christs. Jesus said in the New Testament, there will be false Christs. False Jesuses, false Christ, they use the name Jesus. And many people use the name Jesus, not the same Jesus. It's not the same Jesus at all. The Jesus of the cults is different than the one that hung between two thieves. This is a truth that you must realize. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not a created being. He is not the spirit brother of Lucifer. He is not an angel. He is not those things that the cults just can't seem to get a hold of. The cults want to call Christ everything but God. They want to call him the spirit brother of Lucifer, the brother of the devil. They want to call him a created being. They want to call him an angel. And these things are false. They're false religions. They're cults. And they cannot ever be right on any of their doctrine. If you're wrong on who Christ is, you're wrong on virtually everything you come up with. From the everything. You cannot name one thing. It's like the it's like a lot of the things that Marxism. You know, Marxism is something that a lot of liberals subscribe to. If you're wrong and you subscribe to Marx, you're virtually wrong on everything you stand for, everything, because they deny God. They deny Christ. They deny the maker of it all. And you have to worship the state. The state is God. Marxism is an evil. And unfortunately, many Democrats, the majority of them, have subscribed to Marxism fully and given themselves over to it. I, the Lord, are the maker of all things. You won't hear that in Marxism, because the state is the God. Stretching out the heavens by myself. He doesn't need a God, an exalted God, to stand with him. Stretching out the heavens by myself. God did it. He doesn't need help of anybody. And spreading out the earth all alone, remember, there's no other gods, no other God formed, no other God after me, before me, or any time. And that's what the book of Isaiah explains in depth, in detail, that there's only one God, causing the omens of boasters to fail, causing the omens of boasters to fail, making fools out of diviners. And that's what a lot of cults are. They're diviners. Cults usually are diviners. They make up, they give over their minds to Satan, and that's what a diviner usually does, is he gives their minds over to a diviner to receive some kind of a supernatural influence, whether it be evil or just, just if it's the Holy Spirit. But if it's a diviner giving their mind over to Satan, then it is evil, very evil, causing wise men to draw back and turning their knowledge into foolishness. Their knowledge will be turned into foolishness, confirming the word of his servant. God always confirms the word of his servants, and performing the purposes and the purpose of his messengers, his prophets, the messengers. Isaiah tells us, who but a fool would make his own God, first of all. And we realize that God said that we should serve our Creator and not make one, serving or worship what they have made rather than the one who made it all. And false prophets were people who claimed to bring messages from the gods. Diviners were people who would take omens for their own belief, because God is truth. He is the standard of all teachings. We can only always trust his words as absolute truth. His word is completely accurate, and against it we can measure all the other teachings. If you're unsure about the teaching, test it against God's word. And God condemned the false prophets because they gave advice to his people, and it is a way of entering into evil. He falls down before his own God, and it is something that you should never ever fall into. It's causing these people to fall away from God. It is I who says of Jerusalem, she shall be inhabited, and the cities of Judah, they shall be built, and I shall raise up her ruins again. It is I who says to the depth of the sea, be dried up, and I will make your rivers dry. It is I who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd. Remember, this Cyrus is one that was mentioned hundreds of years before he gave the Jews the permission and the money to go and to rebuild Jerusalem. And I will perform all my desire, he declares of Jerusalem, she will be built, and of the temple, your foundation will be laid. And this is a powerful prophecy by Isaiah. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com. Send us a message and let us know you're listening, please. That's our email address is kevin@krciradio.com. Give us a message. Let us know you're listening. And We'd love to hear from you. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.